with the community, with the appropriate people of the community, to address that issue. Wow. Sorry. Been talking too much today. Sorry about that. So yes, we're trying to find ways to engage the community and find the appropriate people to help us make those right choices to how we handle those fish and how we handle the fish out. And so we have been trying to arrange this meeting with the hunter trappers and with the community to address just that matter, to try and find how we can best engage the community so that when we put together the plan and do it this summer, we do it with the best knowledge from us all combined.
Thank you.
Any more comments? I don't have too many comments here. And I see the mining company here periodically. Sometimes people tend to do a sloppy job when they give their presentation, and those really never happen when you tend to give your presentation too fast. We tend to get confused, cannot really follow at times, especially as an elder. And I would like to be able to communicate with them better, a more slower pace. And this is all I have to say.
That advice, and we'd like the opportunity maybe to, even on a one-to-one basis, do it at a slower pace where we're not bound with other people, and we'd gladly enter into that with you.
Thank you. You have an opportunity.
My name is Barb Mueller. Recently in Baker Lake, and it's been raised in the Legislative Assembly, concern about caribou drinking at the sewage lagoon and probably other wildlife drink and eat at the sewage lagoon as well. I'm wondering, with your tailings pond, many of the chemicals that are a byproduct of mining are more dangerous than sewage. I'm wondering what measures you would have in place to protect wildlife, to grizzly bears, foxes, lemmings, rabbits, the numbers of wildlife that are in Nunavut. I understand that area is quite prolific for wildlife. And I think we have to look at, as people of Baker Lake, making sure that there is wildlife for our future generations to care, and especially the sustenance hunters. Thank you.
Thank you. Larry?
Thank you. We appreciate that. We understand that that is a very sensitive and very important issue. Some of the steps we are taking to make sure that our tailings impoundment doesn't have that kind of contamination in it. The first one is the water that leaves the mill before it ever goes to the tailings pond, it goes through a water treatment plant. So that we try to, we actually do destroy the cyanide, destroy the metals and the other chemicals that are in it, so that the water going out to our tailings pond has been treated before it actually goes in the pond, rather than treated after. We treat it beforehand. We then recycle the water back to our plant so that there's not any of that water escaping our system. We also very carefully placed everything in a very tight space, as you can see from my slides, so that the waste rock dumps on one side of the tailings, the pits on the other, and the mill sites on the other, so that we have a close hub to try and get animals to go around us and avoid us rather than spread ourselves out over the land to try and prevent exactly that. because we've heard that many times and appreciate that that is a necessary thing that we have to look out for.
Thank you. Should we call you Shri Tapa? People call me.
Any more questions? Concerns?
As a board member then for the hamlet, I talked about my same concerns and over again.
I have heard this before. This has been a long process. And also I had also brought some issues related to health issues related. And the fact that the waste, were they going to place the waste in the tailings pond? I have not heard what would be the result, what would harm the environment. I have not heard the results out of this, what could harm us or the environment, the habitat in that area.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We've had lots of discussions with the Water Board in this hearing today, and we've over the past hearings. With specific to the tailings themselves are not, none of the water that's in our tailings pond is released to the environment. The water that goes out to the tailings pond is recycled back into the plant, so that the whole life of the operation, none of that water actually leaves the site. We just keep using that water back into the plant. And ultimately, we lose a bunch of the water within the solids themselves. So that the tailings water itself, to protect health, is actually kept at the site. We just keep cycling that water rather than release it to the environment. We take other waters that are less contaminated, and those are the ones that we release so that we maintain our water balance.
Enemy. Thank you.
Thank you. Any more comments? Any more comments? Could I have another opportunity? Yes, you may. We're being included here for the first time. I'm in the support of that. I'm very pleased to see that. I'm not putting anyone down, or any individual or group. When I was a member of the Hamlet Council, we did lots of water-related issues. The water is always flowing from various rivers, from various lakes. And we had spoken with the health staff, health workers, about our concerns. And I think I have heard this numerous times, and also people are not happy with some issues related to water licensing. It's good to see that you are saying you are going to be monitoring, you are going to be mitigating issues that might contaminate the land, the environment. I'm glad to hear those positive words. We preserve our water. We use it's our part of our life. And us, what about the community people in Baker Lake? Are they going to be involved in monitoring as part of the team? I'm not talking against you or at anyone. I believe in preserving and supporting the project. I will talk with you again tomorrow, one-on-one with someone tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you. No, I appreciate your questions. This is an important issue. It's good to bring them forward, and thank you very much for that. With respect to involvement in monitoring, We are trying right now to hire local people.